This episode covers when you're afraid to be honest with your wife. You've gotten so used to handing her the safe answer that you barely notice yourself doing it anymore. And the gap between what you say and what you actually feel keeps growing. This gives you a way to practice honesty in small pieces, instead of waiting for one big confession that never comes. It probably didn't start as a decision. Somewhere along the way, saying, "It's fine," became faster than explaining what was actually bothering you. None of those moments felt like a big deal on their own, but small dishonesty compounds. And after a few years, you're not consciously hiding things so much as automatically defaulting to the version of you that avoids friction. Here's what's actually happening when you can't get the words out. You learned that her disappointment or anger felt worse than your own discomfort with hiding things. That trade-off made sense at the time. It's just gotten expensive. Withholding small truths doesn't just protect the relationship from a fight. It also quietly removes you from it. When you hand her the safe answer instead of the real one, she gets a roommate's report instead of a husband's honesty. And even if she can't name it, she feels the distance. So here's the method. 5 small reps you're going to practice in order before you ever try the conversation you've been avoiding. Step 1 is naming a preference. Something as small as which restaurant you actually want. Step 2 is naming a feeling. Telling her how your day actually felt instead of just reporting what happened. Step 3 is naming a need. Asking directly instead of hoping she notices. Step 4 is naming a small disagreement. Voicing a real opinion, even when it's minor. Step 5 is naming a bigger truth. Once the smaller reps feel less risky than they did when you started. Now let's get into the actual words. If you're about to say wherever you want again, try this instead. "Actually, I'd rather get Thai tonight. I've been craving it." Just pause and take a breath after you say it. "I know that's small, but I'm trying to say what I actually want more often." If she asks how your day was and you'd normally say fine, try this. "Honestly, it wasn't fine. I felt pretty frustrated after that call with my manager." "Wait here." And do not fill the silence. "I don't need you to fix it. I just wanted to actually tell you. If there's something you said wasn't a big deal when it was, go back to it later." "I want to go back to something. When you asked if I was okay with your mom staying longer, I said it was fine. It wasn't, and I should have said that." If there's something bigger you've been avoiding, lead with the fear before the content. "There's something I've been afraid to tell you because I'm worried about how you'll take it. I'd rather risk that than keep carrying it alone." And when you're finally ready for the bigger truth, after the smaller reps, try this. "I need to tell you something I've been sitting on for a while. I haven't said it because I was scared of how it would change things between us. I'm telling you now because the silence has been costing us more than the truth will." Different men freeze for different reasons. And here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you tend to keep the peace, start with a small preference. It's your safest entry point. If you tend to get defensive, use the correcting a lie script. It practices honesty without turning into a referendum on your character. If you tend to push harder when you feel unheard, name the fear first. It slows you down before the bigger truth comes out too fast. If you tend to go quiet under stress, the hidden feeling script is a smaller way to practice speaking instead of disappearing. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she pushes for more, stay present instead of retreating. Tell her you're not going anywhere. You just need a minute to find the words. If she goes quiet, keep showing up with small truths instead of waiting for her to ask. If she needs space, give her room instead of pushing for a reaction. If she's usually the one with more distance, keep your delivery calm and low pressure. Before you try any of this, take a few minutes to name what you're actually afraid will happen. Write down the worst case version of her reaction. "What is the worst thing I think she'll say or do if I tell her this?" "She'll say I should have told her years ago." And she'll be right. Then ask yourself a harder question. Is that fear based on something she's actually done before? Or is it older than this relationship? "It's older. My dad never told my mom what he really felt either." If she gets upset or asks why you didn't say something sooner, don't retreat into another small lie to smooth it over. Try this instead. You're right to be upset. I've been quiet about things for a long time. And that's on me, not you. I'm trying to change that now. If the conversation gets too heated to continue, it's fine to pause. I want to keep talking about this. Can we pick it back up tonight after the kids are in bed? When you start telling her small truths instead of safe ones, something shifts that's bigger than any single moment. She stops getting the edited version of you and starts getting the real one. That predictability, knowing you'll tell her the truth even when it's uncomfortable, is what lets her relax into you again. You've read this far, which means some part of you is already done waiting. Before today ends, send her one small true sentence, even if it's about something as small as dinner. You don't have to carry the bigger truths alone for much longer than you already have. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. I hope this helps.